Apple released its iPad 2 in 25 countries this weekend, and long lines formed in London, Berlin, Sydney, and elsewhere. As NPR's Zoe Chace reports, the tablet went on sale in the U.S. weeks ago, but the lines are as long as ever.
Jibril Amin has been here since 6:30.
I've never seen myself standing in a line waiting for something, and I'm here.
We're outside the Apple store in the cold and rain in Washington, D.C. It's around 8 in the morning. We're interrupted by Ruben Ingber.
I just saw them roll out a cart that had at least 30 of them on it.
How can you tell?
See that white stack back there?
That whole white stack, I
saw it when it was coming out. They're definitely iPads.
Just then, a Mac employee bursts out the door.
So I'm going to let you know what we do have today.
He's got a stack of thick white tickets in his hand that correspond to different types of iPad 2s, which start at $499. Everyone shuts up.
16 gigabyte black, Wi-Fi only.
Is there a shortage or is this a strategy?
Oh, there's a shortage. This is not a strategy.
Leander Caney runs cultofmac.com. He's an expert on all things Apple.
They can't make enough to keep up with demand. They're selling as many as they can make. And if they could make twice as many, they would sell twice as many.
Apple wouldn't return my calls, but analysts confirm Caney's assessment. So yes, there's a shortage. They simply underestimated demand, just like they did for the iPhone 4.
It took about 4 months for the supply of the iPhone 4 to finally settle down to where it matched the demand almost perfectly.
And yes, Apple is using its shortage to manipulate its customers into an incredible PR stunt. Because the individual stores aren't told how much product is coming in each morning. And so every day, people queue up, hopeful there will be enough. In every major city, everywhere.
No doubt, on the TV news tonight, I'm going to watch these pictures from London of people lining up out in Regent Street to buy the iPad 2 because it just went on sale there. You know, it's such great press for them.
Do you have an iPad 2?
Yep, I picked one up on opening day.
How did you do it?
Well, I cut in line. I hate to
no.
say that.
Here's the thing, though. You can order this product online, and it will come in a few weeks. Or you could walk down the street and buy a tablet from a competitor.
Well, I don't think there's any chance of that at all. I don't think people are going to turn to the competitors because they can't get an iPad. I think it just makes them more determined.
Another reason people are queuing up is they're afraid the earthquake in Japan will make it hard for Apple to get its component parts.
Most of the component suppliers were down initially. Most of them are up and running now.
Gene Munster is an analyst with Piper Jaffray.
What that means is the Japan impact will probably be felt for a two-week period sometime in the June quarter.
By that time, Jibril Amin hopes to be safely at home with his iPad, unless Apple launches something else by then.
Because I'll go purchase it. I have an iPhone, iPod, iPad, a MacBook. I'm just lost.
The iPad 2 is Apple's most successful product launch ever. Zoe Chace, NPR News.